Hi, I'm Curious Vedant, and welcome to season 6 of my podcast. As we come towards the end of 2023, there is no doubt that this year will be remembered for the emergence of artificial intelligence, more commonly known as AI. To talk about this phenomena, I have none other than ChatGPT as a guest on my podcast. Hi ChatGPT, welcome to my show.
Hi Curious Vedant, thanks for having me on your podcast. I'm excited to talk about AI and its impact in 2023. Let's dive in.
So ChatGPT, I'm curious to know, what is AI and how does it work?
AI, or artificial intelligence, is technology that allows computers to perform tasks that usually require human intelligence. It works by processing large amounts of data, learning from it, and then making decisions or predictions based on that learning. It's like teaching a computer to think and learn.
What is ChatGPT? Because I know that it uses AI, but in what ways does it use AI?
ChatGPT is a type of AI developed by OpenAI. It uses AI, specifically natural language processing, to understand and generate human-like text. This allows it to converse, answer questions, and provide information in a way that's similar to how a human would. Essentially, it's AI specialized in understanding and generating language.
That's extremely cool. How does ChatGPT get to know all of the things that it knows?
ChatGPT knows things by being trained on a vast data set of text from the internet. This includes books, websites, and other written material. It doesn't know things in the human sense, but identifies patterns and information from its training data, which it then uses to generate responses. It's like having a huge library of text it can reference.
That's extremely cool, but it must have taken a long time for you to know everything, right? Because your trainers needed to train you a lot.
Yes, it did take a significant amount of time and resources. Training a model like ChatGPT involves processing a large amount of data over many iterations to improve accuracy and understanding. It's a complex and time-intensive process to ensure the model can respond effectively across a wide range of topics.
What are the different ways of using ChatGPT?
ChatGPT can be used for various tasks like answering questions, assisting in writing and editing text, providing explanations, generating creative content, and even casual conversation. It's versatile, so it's helpful in educational, professional, and personal contexts. Essentially, anywhere where language and communication are important, ChatGPT can be useful.
What are the different types of ChatGPT? Because I know there's like a ChatGPT 3, there's a ChatGPT 3.5 or 4. What are the different uses of these?
The different versions of ChatGPT, like ChatGPT 3, 3.5, and 4, are updates with improvements in understanding and generating language. Each version is more advanced, offering better accuracy, more nuanced responses, and a broader understanding of context. The core uses remain similar: conversation, content creation, information retrieval, but the newer versions do these tasks more effectively and with fewer errors.
That's extremely cool, but AI can be really good, like you just explained, but what are the risks or downsides of AI?
AI does have risks and downsides. It can perpetuate biases present in its training data, leading to unfair or harmful outcomes. There's also the risk of misuse, like spreading misinformation. Plus, it can impact jobs, especially those involving repetitive tasks. It's important to use AI responsibly and continue improving it to minimize these risks.
And what else can we do to solve these risks?
To address AI risks, we need robust ethical guidelines and transparent AI development. Regularly updating AI with diverse, unbiased data helps reduce biases. Also, involving human oversight in AI decisions is crucial. Lastly, educating people about AI and its impacts can lead to more informed and responsible use.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Everyone who heard this should really, really follow it.
Absolutely. Awareness and responsible use of AI are key for its positive impact. It's great to see this kind of conversation happening. Do you have any more questions about AI or ChatGPT?
Yes, actually. I would like to know, why is the importance of AI increasing?
The importance of AI is increasing mainly because of its ability to handle complex tasks efficiently and its wide range of applications. From healthcare to education, finance, and entertainment, AI can process vast amounts of data quickly, often with accuracy surpassing human capabilities. This makes it a valuable tool for innovation and problem solving in various fields. Plus, as technology advances, AI's potential keeps growing, making it increasingly integral to our daily lives and future developments.
Yeah, that sounds extremely important, because I can't imagine how it would have been different if you didn't come up, AI.
Absolutely. AI has transformed many aspects of our lives, from how we work and learn to how we interact and access information. It's hard to imagine modern life without the conveniences and advancements AI has brought. It's a testament to how technology can drive significant change and open up new possibilities.
So, when did AI first emerge?
AI first emerged as a field in the 1950s. The term artificial intelligence was coined in 1956 at the Dartmouth Conference. This was the start of AI as an academic discipline. Early AI research focused on problem solving and symbolic methods. It's been evolving ever since, with major advancements in recent decades.
That's really cool. Who created the first AI language model?
The first AI language model is often credited to ELIZA, created by Joseph Weizenbaum in the mid-1960s. ELIZA was a breakthrough in natural language processing and could simulate conversation by pattern matching and substituting user input into preset responses. It laid the groundwork for future developments in AI language models.
What about Deep Blue, the machine that beat the chess world champion? How did that come up?
Deep Blue was a chess-playing computer developed by IBM. It made headlines in 1997 when it beat the world chess champion Garry Kasparov. This was a milestone in AI, showcasing its ability to perform complex tasks and make strategic decisions. Deep Blue's success was due to advanced algorithms, powerful processing, and the ability to evaluate millions of positions per second. This achievement demonstrated AI's potential beyond theoretical applications.
That's extremely cool.
Yes, it is. Deep Blue's victory was a pivotal moment in AI history, showing the world just how powerful and capable AI systems could become. It sparked interest and investment in AI research, leading to the advanced technologies we see today. Do you have any more questions about AI or its history?
No, actually, but I have one last question. What do you think the importance of AI will be in the future?
In the future, AI's importance is likely to grow even more. It's expected to drive innovation in nearly every field, from healthcare, with personalized medicine, to environmental protection through advanced data analysis. AI will also be crucial in managing complex systems like smart cities and global supply chains. Additionally, it'll play a big role in personalizing education and entertainment. The key will be balancing its benefits with ethical considerations and ensuring its development is inclusive and responsible.
Yeah, that sounds really cool, because AI should be useful to everyone.
Absolutely. Ensuring AI benefits everyone and is accessible across different sectors and communities is crucial. It's not just about technological advancement, but also about using AI to create a more efficient, informed, an inclusive world. It's an exciting future to look forward to. Do you have any other topics or questions you'd like to discuss?
So thank you so much for coming on my show. I really enjoyed talking to you and learned a lot.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could be part of your show and share insights about AI. It was great talking with you too. Have a fantastic day and all the best with your podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you ever have more questions or need information in the future, feel free to reach out. Take care.
Okay. Dear listeners, follow my Facebook page, Curious Vedant, to get updates on my upcoming episodes. To listen at leisure on your phone and get notified about future episodes, subscribe by searching for Curious Vedant wherever you get your podcasts, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube Podcasts, and many more. You can also listen to my show on CuriousVedant.com. Thank you so much for listening to Curious Vedant, and don't forget to rate and leave comments.